Dentistry is going to be radically transformed over the next 20 to 30 years. If you're a new dentist, or maybe you're considering becoming a dentist, you probably should be looking ahead to try to figure out what the future is going to look like. The use of technology is only going to increase, and whether or not you are using that technology is going to have a big impact on how successful you are going into the future. My name is Chris. I'm a dentist. I've been fortunate enough to get to do some contracting work for some of the largest AI and robotics companies. As a result, I've learned a lot about what's coming, and it's really not as far off as you think. Although I've signed a few NDAs and can't tell you exactly everything that I've seen, I am going to give you a general overview today of what the future looks like. So personally, after seeing a lot of this stuff, I've actually been researching it as much as I can to learn as many things as I can about these new technologies. And so today, I want to talk to you about the three big changes that I see happening over the next 10, 20, 30 years in dentistry. The first being the use of AI in diagnostics and practice management. The second being the use of robotics in dentistry. And the third being the difference of the business structures that we're going to see in the future as a result of these technologies. So number one, AI. AI is currently transforming basically everything about our society. Every job is going to change going into the future with AI. The thing is, it can do so many things that standard white-collar workers have been doing over the last 100 years. That it's just insane how much it's going to be taking over. And dentistry is not immune to that. I still think dentistry is one of the safest professions to go into. However, there are going to be tools that are going to be available that we haven't had before. And if you are on the right side of the fence and using these tools, you're going to have a lot of potential options that you didn't have before. If you don't take advantage of these tools, you are likely going to get left behind. So the first big thing that's coming to market, it's already coming to market right now. I was actually involved in an FDA study that actually helped get these things approved by the FDA, which I was very fortunate to be involved in. But AI is able to read dental radiographs, and it's able to do it better than dentists are. I was reading a study the other day where basically it was like humans were able to catch 70% of things. AI was able to catch 90% of things on x-rays. And when a human used the AI, it was like 80%. So the AI was better without the human helping. This is just the reality of the world that we're in, is that AI is trained at looking at patterns. It's not perfect. It's still only at 90%, but it's perfect in its ability to replicate patterns, whereas humans oftentimes get distracted. These types of technologies are going to be transformative. And if you are using them, you are going to be able to treatment plan more things at your practice, and you're going to be producing more as a result of using AI to examine your dental radiographs. Now, one of the big things that is not yet on the market, but is going to be coming to the market really soon, is the ability for AI to interpret three-dimensional radiographs. As of right now, it would be too costly and too time-consuming for a human to sit there and analyze a CBCT on every single patient. It just takes time because you have to go through and you have to adjust all the sliders, you're moving things up and down, you're evaluating different planes and different things. It just takes too much time. But as the CBC technology increases and is able to spot more granular things, and as we have AI software that's able to go through and look at every single plane on these CBCTs in a way that humans just don't have the time to do, they are going to become so much more efficient than we are as humans at looking at these x-rays, especially when we have limited amounts of time. Because AI can look at an entire CBCT in a matter of seconds, where it might take a human 30 minutes. The other advantage that will come with that is if you're going to take bite wings and PAs, you have to have an assistant manually placing the sensor. It's really uncomfortable for the patient. When you take a CBCT, the patient just sits there and it goes around their head. It's like a pan machine, but it is doing a three-dimensional radiograph. It's going to be so much more pleasant for the patients to be able to sit down and just take a quick CBCT. And that gets all of their x-rays taken care of. Also, from a business point of view, you're not going to need an assistant that's taking x-rays all the time because, I mean, maybe you have the assistant standing there to press the button on the wall, but pretty soon as these technologies are getting even better, you're not going to need that. The patient is just going to be able to sit down, they're going to have their CBCT, and then they're going to come sit down in the dental chair. Maybe the assistant's standing there, maybe not, but it's going to be quicker, it's going to be easier on the patient, and it's going to be much more useful for diagnostics. I think in 5 to 10 years, once this technology becomes more advanced and more utilized, we're going to look back on the time that we used two-dimensional x-rays as like a historic artifact. Teeth are three-dimensional, It's going to be like, you only looked at two dimensions of a tooth before you did your restoration. The amount of granularity we're going to be able to have when we're doing restorations. You know, right now, if you look at a tooth and you see decay, you don't know if it's on the buccal side or the lingual side of the tooth, because all you're seeing is a two-dimensional representation of a three-dimensional image. Once we have complete access to these three-dimensional diagnostic tools, we're going to be able to pinpoint exactly where that decay is without having to take out a bunch of tooth structure that otherwise wouldn't have had to be taken out of, which is also going to save you time clinically. The next thing that AI is going to be doing in the dental office is I expect that AI is going to take a much bigger role in note-taking, transcription, and ability to analyze what's happening in the office and record that, saving you and your assistant a lot of time. I mean, we're already seeing a high adoption of tools that hygienists are using for probing depths. This is being used quite frequently already for something as simple as probing depths, whereas before you needed an assistant to write down the probing depths as the hygienist was measuring. Now the hygienist can do it by him or herself simply because the AI is recording those probing depths. That type of technology is going to completely enter every single aspect where you're going to have a microphone or maybe a camera on your computer that's recording everything that's happening with the patient. It's going to be recording perfect notes, and that's going to save you and your assistant so much time. And it's also going to provide you with much more accurate historical numbers and things that you can go back and look at. And not even you go back and look at, your AI will go back and look at it before your next patient comes. And then the computer will remind you, hey, these are the things that you need to focus on at this appointment based upon what happened at the last appointment. That type of technology is going to make seeing patients so much easier, and it's going to allow dentists to spend less time trying to remember what happened at previous appointments, because the computer is going to be able to do that for you, and you're going to be able to focus on being more present at that appointment because you're not spending as much time taking notes and worrying about what was being said. Now, in addition to the ways that AI is going to be integrated into the clinic, in the front office, there are going to be some huge differences that are going to happen over the next few years with AI. First off, things like insurance verification, insurance billing, everything relating to insurance. These types of problems are, it's almost like they're designed for AI to take care of, because the insurance companies have these 80-page, 120-page documents with all of these rules you have to follow, and it's hard to remember everything that they want you to do. If you have an AI set up to be able to just, it's trained on all of the rules from the insurance companies, and it's just able to take care of all the verification stuff for you, that is going to save so much time for the front office team at a dental office. My expectation, maybe not in the next 2 to 3 years, but in the next 5 to 10 years, one person front desk teams are going to be able to do by themselves what previously took 3 to 4 front office people. If you are the front office worker at a dental office, your job might be a little bit at risk, because especially if you're a corporation that's trying to save money, or if you're a solo dentist that is trying to save money, both apply, you're going to be able to have much leaner front office teams, and you're going to be able to provide better care and more comprehensive service for your patients. Things like scheduling is going to be so much more easier to automate. My expectation is that increasingly, you're going to be able to staff a front office in a dental practice with people who are less experienced. Right now, you need to have someone who's extremely knowledgeable in dental insurance at your front desk, or else you're in trouble, because they might be giving patients the wrong quotes. They might be billing insurance incorrectly. You might not be collecting everything from the insurance companies or from patients. If you have someone who's not experienced, it can really mess up your front office and it can cause you a lot of headaches. But as those types of services are able to be outsourced more and more to technology, we're going to rely less and less on the front desk person knowing how to verify insurance, because the AI is going to automatically verify the insurance. This is probably going to be just built into your practice management software. If not, it's going to be an extra subscription that you pay for. Yeah, you'll have more subscriptions, but I'm willing to bet that those subscriptions are going to cost significantly less than hiring a front desk, an additional front desk person. There's a lot of tools like this that are already out there, and they're already pretty good. They're decent already. They're only going to get better and better, and in 5 to 10 years from now, they're going to be standard. So overall, the impact of AI in dentistry is going to be the ability to run an office with fewer staff members and be able to see more patients and be able to do more dentistry on those patients with fewer labor costs. This is just the future. This is where things are going. The next thing I want to talk about, which is related to AI, but it's a little bit different, is robotics. Now, I have been extremely interested in the progress of robotics. I do a ton of research into robotics. I've actually experienced quite a bit hands-on with building my own robotics and trying some different use cases for these things. Here's a video that shows just a silly thing that I built, this robot. But I'm just trying to learn as much as I can about these tools because my thesis is that these types of robotic applications are going to absolutely take over dentistry in the next 20 to 30 years. Yeah, we have a little bit of time, but they're coming for dentistry quickly. I did a little bit of work at Johns Hopkins University, and I've been in touch with quite a few of the professors in the robotics department there. And there are all sorts of people who are researching the use of these types of tools in healthcare in general, but also in dentistry. There's one company that I've been following. I believe they're backed by Mark Zuckerberg and his dad, I think. I think his dad's a dentist. Basically using robots in dentistry. They're currently using a tool, it's called the Mecha 500. It's made by a company in Canada. I actually had done a little bit of work with this company before they even announced that they were using the Mecha 500, so I was very familiar with the Mecha 500 robot. Basically, it's an industrial robot. It's made to like build cell phones and things in factories. There's these factories, you can look at some videos in China that have like hundreds of these robots, and there's like cell phones going down the line, and these robots are doing things. So that's what these robots are built for. And they are extremely precise and they have a high repeatability. Basically, repeatability in robots means, so you're going to have some sort of tool on the end of the robotic arm and it's going to be going into a position and then it's going to come out of that position and it's going to go back into that position. One of the issues that in the past robots have had is the tool will return to a spot that's not exactly where it was before. And if this happens over time, it can start to move and it can really lose accuracy and precision. The reason that they're using the Mecha 500 robot right now in this research that they're doing is because it has a high repeatability and it can keep going back to that same position. But the issue with the current set of technologies that they're using right now, they're just doing this for research at this point, but the issue is because it's a rigid, strong robotic arm, if the patient moves, they could potentially get really hurt. Because this is designed to be used in factories, not around humans. So we still have quite a bit of research and time before these types of robots are actually being used on humans. There is one company right now that I'm aware of that is actually using robots in clinical practice in the US, and they're using these robots for implant placement. Now, at this point in time, the robots are not being used autonomously. So there still has to be a human holding onto the handpiece. And so basically the robot right now is being used similar to an implant guide, where as you move the handpiece closer, it restricts you from moving out of certain angles and certain directions. So it's similar to if you had an implant guide, you were placing an implant and there was a metal ring, usually surrounded by some resin that fits onto a tooth, and you can't move your drill outside of that metal ring. It's basically the same thing that's happening with the robot, where you're constrained into that certain position. And you as the dentist, basically just push it down and pull it back up. But what you're within the guided region that this robot has set for you. With that being said, I don't want to discourage that as an incredibly useful piece of technology, because right now it's being used for implants, which is great. But what about if we can use that for crowns and for fillings and all sorts of things? One thing that has huge potential, you could have a crown made before the patient gets there. If you've taken a CBCT, a high enough resolution CBCT of a patient, you know exactly where that decay is. You can have a laboratory make the crown before the patient even comes to the office for that appointment. You could have the crown made before the crown is prepped. So the patient comes in, you have your robotic arm, you go down. Because this robotic arm is constrained, you could have it just exactly where you need to go in order to prep this crown for the shape that you already have for the crown that's already prepped. So patient comes in, you prep that tooth, maybe you do the buildup and you reprep around where the buildup is, and then you cement the crown on, they're in and out in 20 minutes. Whereas before, even if you were using a mill and you were able to do same day treatment, you still had to prep, scan, then go mill the crown and then cement it on. Like the fastest you can do that is 2 to 3 hours. But I'm talking, you don't even have to take impressions or scan at all, because the tooth has already been scanned with the three-dimensional x-ray that you took, the CBCT or whatever type of technology ends up being used for these types of things, you already have the prep planned in the robot and the patient's in and out in 20 minutes. This is where we're going with dentistry. This is going to be here sooner than you think. I think we're a ways off from where the robot is autonomously able to do this without the dentist even being in the room. But even that, we're probably not that far off from. In the next 5 years, I expect that these types of robots are going to be available. They're still going to be human manned. A human's going to have a hand on the handpiece, but it's going to act like a guide that's going to be able to have you prep crowns and do implants and everything else in a much quicker fashion. And in the next 10 to 15 years, my expectation is we're going to start to see the ability for some of these robots to work on their own without the dentist actually having their hand on the handpiece. In the next 20 to 30 years, I see us getting to a point where you could have a dental office with maybe 10 chairs and 10 of these robots and only one dentist per office. And basically the patients go in, the robots are doing most of the work. Maybe there's an assistant in the room. And then there's one dentist that's just basically going from room to room. Maybe they have a computer in their office that's showing videos of all the rooms and you're just monitoring what's happening. And then if something bad happens, you step in and you fix whatever the problem is. So just to summarize what that means from a productivity point of view, in the next 5 to 10 years, we're probably going to be able to double to triple the amount of production that a single dentist is able to do because of these technologies. In the next 20 to 30 years, I think we're going to 10x the amount of productivity a single dentist is going to be able to do because of these technologies. So what do these changes mean for the business of dentistry? How is this going to affect overall what it's like to be a dentist and how dentists are paid? What's the future going to look like for patients? Are procedures going to be more expensive? Are they going to be less expensive? Are there going to be more larger offices, more smaller offices? What exactly does this mean? The first thing that I see happening, dentistry is going to transition just like basically all other industries have transitioned from a model in which primarily the purpose of the business is to provide income for the workers to a business that is providing profits for the shareholders. This is a transition that's been happening over the last 100 years in basically all industries in the US and in the entire world. It's just how things are today. Basically, if you want to actually be making money, you need to own the business, not be working in the business. In the past, maybe 100, 150 years ago, companies that were bigger and more profitable would pay their employees more. It would be advantageous for you to work at bigger companies because you were going to get bigger paychecks. But what's happened in the last 100 years is we've moved away from a business model, a type of capitalism in which the workers are rewarded for productivity, to where the shareholders are rewarded for the workers' productivity. And you can find some graphs that'll show this, where overall the productivity of the United States, the amount of output that we are creating, has been increasing, increasing, increasing. But the income of an actual individual worker has basically stayed the same over the past number of years. When you take into account inflation, workers are actually making less than they have in the past, even though we as a country and as a society are more and more productive than ever. My prediction is that this same type of pattern is going to be seen in dentistry over the next 30 years. Dental offices are going to become more and more productive. More and more patients are going to be getting work done. Dental offices are going to be making more money than ever, but the workers in those dental offices are going to be increasingly paid less and less and less. We've already seen that over the last 10 years, there was a study that was done that looked at the 10 like major, what's considered like professions in the United States, lawyer, dentist, doctor, accountant, et cetera. And out of all of those professions, dentistry, the income for dentists has decreased more than any other profession. This trend is likely only going to continue. And the big reason for that is not because there's less patients getting dental work done. It's not because of insurance plans. It's because dentists more and more are working as employees and they're sharing their profits with the shareholders. 20 years ago, 85% of dentists were practice owners. Today, 70% of dentists are practice owners. It's still the majority of dentists own their own practice, but it's decreasing. For every 10 dentists, 3 of them are working as employees, 7 of them own their own practice. The problem is this trend seems to be increasing and in the next 20 years, I don't know. Are we going to be down to 50% of dentists are owners and 50% work as employees? What that is going to mean is that dentists on average are going to be making a lot less because employees make a lot less on average than owners. The good news about technology entering dentistry is it's going to enable smaller offices, single dentist offices, to be run so much more efficiently. You as a single dentist are going to have access to the same tools and technologies that these large DSOs have. Right now, the big companies like Aspen and Heartland, their claim to fame is that they have a big office where they're able to outsource all their insurance stuff to, et cetera. You know, they have support for front desk duties. AI is going to be doing a lot of that. So what kind of benefit are you actually going to get for working for one of these DSOs? Not that much, because you're going to be able to have the same AI tools that Aspen and Heartland and Pacific have. If you are the owner of a practice, you are going to be able to be so much more productive than you were in the past while working less and making more money if you are the owner of that business. If instead you decide to tie yourself to some company and work long-term as an employee, you are going to be in that trend where income is going down and down and down while profits for shareholders are going up and up and up. You don't want to be the employee in the business. You want to be the shareholder. And when you are a dentist and own your own practice, you own 100% of the shares in your business. You are both the employee and the employer. The premium that you receive from being the owner of a business, as you buy these technologies and integrate them into the office, is going to make ownership more and more valuable over the next 20 years. And it's going to make being an employee less and less valuable. Meaning, if you are the owner of a business, you are going to be making more and more and more, and you're going to be able to be more productive and get more done. If you are an employee at the business, you are going to become less and less valuable because you are so much easier to replace. There's going to be so much more competition for these low-level dental jobs. Especially as robotics gets integrated into dentistry, there is going to be need for fewer and fewer dentists in order to provide the same amount of care to patients. You want to be the dentist that owns the robots, not the one that is being an employee at a practice where someone else owns the robots. So what do you need to do to be prepared for this future? There's two steps that you need to follow. Number one, you need to become the owner of a practice. Now, not just any practice. If you buy the wrong practice, you could end up making less than you were making as an associate. But if you buy the right practice and you get into ownership profitably, you can be making significantly more money today and be building equity in a business. But if you are also someone who is learning about and integrating as many of these technologies as possible as they come to market, your productivity is going to be increasing like crazy over the next 10, 15, 20 years. If you, number one, become an owner, and number two, find ways to integrate as many of these technologies as possible, you are going to be doing extremely well in the next 20 years. If instead you decide to take the lazy way out, work as an employee, and just let other people learn about these technologies, you just keep your head stuck in the ground, you're not paying attention to what's coming to market, you don't know about the new AI tools, you don't know about the new robotics implementations, you don't know about the new 3D x-rays, etc. If you are not paying attention to this technology, you are going to get left behind, and you are going to be in that group of dentists whose income is going down and down and down. And especially if you're just starting out now as a dentist, you probably won't even be needed in 20 to 30 years if you are not learning how to use these technologies. But if you are the expert at these technologies, if you're using them, you will be the dentist who has 10, 20 robots working for him or her at the office. You'll be the one sitting in your office while the robots are doing the work and you're going around and checking the work. You're seeing 10 patients at once. Or you could be the dentist who is still stuck seeing one patient at a time. Insurance reimbursement rates are likely going to go down as a result of this technology. That's just the reality of what's going to happen. So we're going to be getting paid less and less per patient. That's the reality. So you need to find ways to be able to see more and more patients without having to use up all of your personal energy and time on these patients. Now, there's a couple ways you can handle this. You can try to go out of network, fee for service, only take cash. If you're in an area where you're able to run a profitable practice this way, great. Most people aren't going to be able to do that because a lot of patients, especially the best patients, have insurance. So what you're going to need to be able to do as a dentist is you're going to need to find ways to see more patients in the same amount of time without taking up more of your energy. As these types of tools make it possible to see more patients in a shorter amount of time, the insurance companies, like it or not, are going to adjust down their rates and pay less per patient. Trust me, I wish this wasn't the case for dentists, but it is. It's good for patients because patients are going to be able to get more treatment done at more affordable prices. But the rates that dentists are being paid are going to go down. There are more dentists graduating from school than ever. There's going to be more people able to offer these treatments. And as the technology increases, dentists are going to be able to see more and more patients. So if you are not taking advantage of these technologies and learning how to see more patients in a shorter amount of time, then you're going to get left behind and you're going to be making less and less. You're going to have to grow with the technology. As the technology increases, you're going to have to see more and more patients. That's just how the future is going to happen. That's the trend that's been happening over the last 100 years, and I don't see any signs of that stopping. The future of dentistry is exciting. It's going to be exciting to get to use all these new tools, all these new technologies, finding ways to implement them, finding ways to grow your business. I think if you're the owner of a practice, you have the potential to do extremely well into the future. You might not have to hire as many staff in order to run a larger practice as you implement more of these tools, which means more savings for you. You're going to be able to spend less time on things like notes and reading x-rays and submitting insurance claims, because that kind of stuff is more and more increasingly going to be automated going into the future. The winners in this future market are going to be those who own the technology and those who know how to use it. You should be spending this time finding a way to become a practice owner and learning as much as you can about the future technologies that are coming.